Chapter 17. Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab,
"As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word."
Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah,
"Leave here, turn eastward, and hide in the Kirith ravine east of the Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there."
So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to the Kirith ravine east of the Jordan and stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him,
"Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food."
So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked,
"Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink?"
As she was going to get it, he called,
"And bring me, please, a piece of bread."
"As surely as the Lord your God lives,"
she replied,
"I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die."
Elijah said to her,
"Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first make a small cake of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land."
She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. Sometime later, the son of the woman who owned the house became ill. He grew worse and worse, and finally stopped breathing. She said to Elijah,
"What do you have against me, man of God? Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son?"
"Give me your son,"
Elijah replied. He took him from her arms, carried him to the upper room where he was staying, and laid him on his bed. Then he cried out to the Lord,
"O Lord, my God, have you brought tragedy also upon this widow I am staying with by causing her son to die?"
Then he stretched himself out on the boy three times and cried to the Lord,
"O Lord, my God, let this boy's life return to him."
The Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived. Elijah picked up the child and carried him down from the room into the house. He gave him to his mother and said,
"Look, your son is alive."
Then the woman said to Elijah,
"Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth."
Chapter 18. After a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah,
"Go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land."
So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. Now the famine was severe in Samaria, and Ahab had summoned Obadiah, who was in charge of his palace. Obadiah was a devout believer in the Lord. While Jezebel was killing off the Lord's prophets, Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them in 2 caves, 50 in each, and had supplied them with food and water. Ahab had said to Obadiah,
"Go through the land to all the springs and valleys. Maybe we can find some grass to keep the horses and mules alive so we will not have to kill any of our animals."
So they divided the land they were to cover, Ahab going in one direction and Obadiah in another. As Obadiah was walking along, Elijah met him. Obadiah recognized him, bowed down to the ground and said,
"Is it really you, my lord Elijah?"
"Yes,"
he replied.
"Go tell your master Elijah is here."
"What have I done wrong?"
asked Obadiah,
"that you are handing your servant over to Ahab to be put to death? As surely as the Lord your God lives, there is not a nation or kingdom where my master has not sent someone to look for you. And whenever a nation or kingdom claimed you were not there, he made them swear they could not find you. But now you tell me to go to my master and say, 'Elijah is here.' I don't know where the Spirit of the Lord may carry you when I leave you. If I go and tell Ahab and he doesn't find you, he will kill me. Yet I, your servant, have worshipped the Lord since my youth. Haven't you heard, my lord, what I did while Jezebel was killing the prophets of the Lord? I hid 100 of the Lord's prophets in 2 caves, 50 in each, and supplied them with food and water. And now you tell me to go to my master and say, Elijah is here. He will kill me.
Elijah said,
As the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, I will surely present myself to Ahab today.
So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. When he saw Elijah, he said to him,
Is that you, you troubler of Israel?
I have not made trouble for Israel,
Elijah replied,
but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commands and have followed the Baals. Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel, and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah, who eat at Jezebel's table.
So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said,
How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him.
But the people said nothing. Then Elijah said to them,
I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets. Get 2 bulls for us. Let them choose one for themselves, and let them cut it into pieces and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, the God who answers by fire. He is God.
Then all the people said,
What you say is good.
Elijah said to the prophets of Baal,
Choose one of the bulls and prepare it first, since there are so many of you. Call on the name of your God, but do not light the fire.
So they took the bull given them and prepared it. Then they called on the name of Baal from morning till noon.
O Baal, answer us,
they shouted. But there was no response. No one answered. And they danced around the altar they had made. At noon, Elijah began to taunt them.
Shout louder,
he said.
Surely he is a god. Perhaps he is deep in thought, or busy, or traveling. Maybe he is sleeping and must be awakened.
So they shouted louder and slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until their blood flowed. Midday passed, and they continued their frantic prophesying until the time for the evening sacrifice. But there was no response. No one answered. No one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people,
Come here to me.
They came to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which was in ruins. Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes descended from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, Your name shall be Israel. With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and laid it on the wood. Then he said to them,
Fill 4 large jars with water and pour it on the offering and on the wood. Do it again,
he said, and they did it again.
Do it a third time,
he ordered, and they did it the third time. The water ran down around the altar and even filled the trench. At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed,
O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again.
Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried,
The Lord, he is God! The Lord, he is God!
Then Elijah commanded them,
Seize the prophets of Baal! Don't let anyone get away!
They seized them, and Elijah had them brought down to the Kishon Valley and slaughtered there. And Elijah said to Ahab,
Go, eat and drink, for there is the sound of a heavy rain.
So Ahab went off to eat and drink. But Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, bent down to the ground, and put his face between his knees.
Go and look toward the sea,
he told his servant. And he went up and looked.
There is nothing there,
he said. 7 times Elijah said,
Go back.
The 7th time the servant reported,
A cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea.
So Elijah said,
Go and tell Ahab, Hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you.
Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds. The wind rose. A heavy rain came on. And Ahab rode off to Jezreel. The power of the Lord came upon Elijah. And tucking his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel.
Chapter 3. Now, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said,
"Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him."
In reply, Jesus declared,
"I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again."
"How can a man be born when he is old?"
Nicodemus asked.
"Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born."
Jesus answered,
"I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit."
"How can this be?"
Nicodemus asked.
"You are Israel's teacher,"
said Jesus,
"and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God.